Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cumtown, the pussy getting chronicles.
What's this?
And I'm Jojen.
What's that?
Jojenius, the pussy getting warrior.
Estradiol tablets.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you
yeah,
putting that in your ass?
I might. I have a problem where my nipples aren't sensitive enough.
Yeah.
So I need to take estrogen so I can get sensitivity back to my nipples.
Yeah.
This yeah, product. Your nipples sucked while you fuck.
What is this?
I've
this is birth control.
I think that's Dasha's birth control. We're this product in my apartment right now.
This product, like all oral contraceptives, is intended to prevent pregnancy. It does not protect against HIV infection.
What?
AIDS. It says AIDS.
She didn't know that.
Imagine reading this and being like, "Oh my God, what have I done? I got AIDS again." Every time I get AIDS, I think I take birth control and I not get AIDS.
That's a rich character.
It's a Chinese man. He's been having gay sex.
He thinks it's PrEP.
What?
He's been taking women's birth control.
Yeah.
For the sensitive nipples. I like this.
Yeah, yeah. Also to get your nips real sensitive.
Gianvi.
Gianvi.
Dude, it's literally just an anagram of vagina.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
In Mike Francesca's like Twitter mentions, hey, people always shit on
him. Jason Gianvi.
But
here.
They also ask, people are always like, he's like he was doing like a finals prediction, and someone's like, "Do you think, do you think the Raptors should think about maybe signing Gianvi?" I'll hang up and listen. That era where the steroids Gianvi Yankees era is so
salute
funny.
Gianvi.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He didn't seem that Italian though. Anyway, you did dodge the question about getting your nipples sucked, Adam.
Have I got my nipples sucked? No, I don't think I've ever done it. But I've sucked on some fucking nipples.
You have?
You fucking know that for sure.
Yeah, I do know that.
Yeah. You know that.
I know
personally.
That about you. Yeah. Yeah. You have sucked on my nipples.
You know that firsthand for
well,
sure.
Well, I've got my dick sucked by a girl. Now why? That way it's not gay.
Yeah,
of course.
That's sort of gay, I guess.
If a lady was sucking your dick.
And your boy is sucking your nips.
Luck be a lady tonight. Suck me a penis tonight.
Suck me a penis tonight.
Would you double team a girl with a brother of yours?
Yeah.
My literal brothers.
One of your two little brothers.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Brothers in arms?
Would you do it with Eldest?
Maybe. It would be funny to watch Eldest fuck,
You've
though.
Seen his...
It would, you know what I mean?
Concentrate.
We've all seen Eldest's dick.
Yeah, we've seen his dick a lot. But
dude, I'll show you another good
to
one.
To see
Hold
him
on.
Thrusting and stuff, that Hold would on. Be so distracting.
I got the best video of all time.
I feel like Eldest fucks with his hands on his hips.
Like he's that is a real pimp way to fuck, yeah, honestly.
Like he's leading a field trip.
Yeah, yeah. That's how Tony Soprano was fucking that in his fantasy.
No, way high, like up on his ribs.
Yeah. Do you remember the fantasy
little,
he has
with
about
a gym whistle in his mouth
about the Italian woman?
He's wearing his shorts so high his cock is coming out the bottom of them.
Yeah, he's fucking out the bottom of his shorts.
Yes,
that's so funny.
That's why they call them booty shorts.
Oh yeah,
let your dick hang out.
Let your dick hang out the bottom.
Let your dick, mouth man. What's this?
Let me see. Let's see this. every time it's so funny.
It's just so funny how he reacts to it.
Let me see.
Eldest was like, he was like, "Hey, stop. They assume the cat is doing something really cute." And I was like, "Okay, Eldest, that's what's happening. The cat
you
is
just
doing
take
something
your video
cute."
Out.
And then I took my phone out. He was standing there naked.
Of course
so I just
he
have
was.
A full vid of him nude
it's
as hell.
It's so funny, also, just that's how good of friends you are. And I'm not saying that, like. He didn't even try to get 1%.
Were you watching
chump.
It again, or what? Are you, yeah. Oh yeah.
So he didn't even try to get 1% chump. He
no,
like didn't
he
try to even get like
no,
a little bit presentable
at every stage.
That's
well,
that's
every
that's
stage.
Very intimate.
I've seen his cocks flaccid so often. Mm-hmm. I actually
that's very intimate to show your cock so flaccid.
So absolutely
so soft.
This is why the Greeks can't manage an economy.
Yeah,
they figured out democracy and having no boundaries. And they're like, "Money, no thanks." No thank you.
I love seeing my boys' cocks. It's a good bit.
I want to play basketball like Michael Jordan. I want to be a basketball.
I want to play basketball.
I can't wait to move to America to be a basketball.
To be bounced by big, strong men.
To be a basketball.
I want to be a basketball.
Oh, fuck. I went to damn therapy. You know, I've been eating a lot of fresh fruits, mm-hmm. a lot of pineapples. Uh-huh. I got half a mind to join Weight Watchers.
Pineapple
go to the
gives
meeting.
Me heartburn.
Huh?
Is that just me?
I'm doing the Renaissance periodization diet.
Nice, man. What are we talking? A lot of mead?
A lot of turkey legs.
Turkey legs, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I had a turkey leg sandwich.
A lot of sweaty, chubby
night.
Pussy under a fucking big white skirt.
Dude, those Ren Faire girls.
Oh, yeah.
Huge, awful tits.
Just big, yeah. horrible tits.
Just all veins and lead.
Yeah. Pale as hell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big, floppy, but still.
Just spaces in between all their teeth.
That's a red, whack look.
That intersection of red and blonde hair in that valley where it's just not attractive.
Yes.
Not strawberry blonde. Yeah.
The one hue of blonde red just, that's awful.
Like a horsey kind of.
Yes. Yeah. An off-brand ass horse.
Those women should be put to death.
I wouldn't use a gun, but maybe some sort of.
What would you use?
Just a pill, a gentler way.
Oh, mm-hmm. Would it, oh, that's fair. That's why you'd be a benevolent
a poison.
Ruler.
Yeah.
Whereas me, I would do it for show. I would do a mass exodus. If I were a ruler, I'm not
Line
saying I
want
to kill these women, but if I had a population that I had to execute, I would do it with. I would do a show of force.
I would start with them.
I would line everyone up and I would stab them personally.
Then the Orthodox Jews.
Just the Orthodox ones?
Just them. Not the cool ones
like
me.
The cool ones. The ones that eat Chinese food, they're cool.
Yeah. Not the just regular.
Oh, my God,
ones.
Dude. I just want. Okay. Well, so another thing, too. I think part of the reason I was low energy on the last one and why this one I'm like spacey is I am doing that RP diet, and it's like so fucking restrictive.
Yeah.
Wait, it really is Renaissance diet?
Yeah, Renaissance Periodization is like a company, I guess. But their diet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, their diet app. Their diet app is like, it's not a bad. It's pretty cool for meal planning.
What
but,
are you trying to do? Cut weight?
Right. No, I'm just eating at maintenance right now. I hurt my back 2 weeks ago and then just stopped. I was in bed, depressed for 2 weeks and didn't go to the gym and I lost 10 pounds.
Oh, damn.
And then just like fucked everything up at the
Looking
gym.
Looking frail, dude.
Yeah. But I mean, I'd been kind of fat anyways and like going to the gym wasn't enough. I guess I'm too old to just, you know, continue to go to like diners every day.
Yeah.
And then lift weights and like be relatively lean.
Be buff.
Yeah. So I'm just eating at maintenance, but you know, like, I mean, it's good for like tracking everything, but yeah, super fucking restrictive. It's like you put in, you have to select like, sorry.
How this little is, your dick is?
Yeah, how little your dick. No. What? No.
Whoa, Nick, I'm looking at Nick's phone. Yeah, he's got extremely the smallest Damn. Setting.
Yeah, mine isn't even an option.
Yeah.
Shit.
He had to call the tech people.
I personally don't like repeating bits. And I know people complain. And they're like, what do you mean you do it all the time? And it's like, yeah, I don't remember.
Yes.
There's a difference between
accident.
Doing it on purpose.
Doing it on purpose and not. But the fucking, the black guy who has the childish penis.
Childish penis.
Childish.
I don't feel like we spent enough time with that guy. And now I think back on him like my time in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't appreciate it.
What do you think that guy does for a living?
Also, I want to recommend the movie Harmonium. I watched it on a plane.
Harmonium?
And I remember liking it a lot, but then I watched some of it again on a regular TV, and it's like, this movie's awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a Japanese movie.
Oh, nice, dude. Yeah. You going back to Japan, dude? Are you going to live there?
No, because I would not be able to handle the crushing realization that the answer wasn't going back to Japan.
Yeah.
A 14-hour flight, and I'm like, oh, this sucks.
Oh, I hate this.
This is trash.
Just turn right around. Come back.
If another 14-hour flight, and then just, really fuck myself up.
Be a nice
up.
4 days where you learn a lot.
Anyways, this diet is like just sapping me of my ability to think. But like, I'm like, I don't know if you've ever done like a restrictive diet in terms of food choices or just calories, but like, this is a shit where I'll be in a bodega and I'll look at like literally anything and I'm like, fuck, I want this dusty thing of applesauce. If I could just have condensed milk right now.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That would be...
That's how I feel every moment of my life.
You said Chinese food earlier, and I...
Like, I would love some Chinese food. I'm just thinking
some
about
lo mein.
Damn, dude. Sesame chicken.
Sesame chicken.
I went to a Chinese place on the Lower East Side one time, and the guy behind the register, I ordered sesame chicken, and they made it, and he's the guy, the cashier, and he opens the box up, and there's sesame seeds next to the register. And he grabs sesame seeds and throws it on it and closes it. Damn.
It's a nice garnish.
Yeah. Respect.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like next to staples and like pens and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Nickels.
Yeah, that shit
rubber
was awesome.
Rubber bands.
I bet that shit tasted real good, partner.
And then I went and I ate it at Jake's bar back when me and him were friends.
That really small bar.
Back when we were boys. We didn't turn
our backs
on each other.
What was that bar? Was that Old Man Hustle?
Fox.
Old,
yeah.
That was the first part of Fox and the Hound.
I'm the fox, by the way.
Is he the...
Hound.
Is the Hound that... What happened?
The Hound's the bad one.
The Hound joins the DSA.
The Hound, the Hound is the one that goes against his... His feral friend by embracing rules.
Right. The Hound.
That's actually really...
Yes, the Hound becomes a cop,
works.
Basically.
Yeah. He's copper. I'm fox.
Yeah, nice, dude. Just out there stealing chicken eggs, eating chickens and
I love
shit.
It. Yeah.
He's fucking...
Calling chickens fat on the internet.
Making fun of trans chickens.
Yeah. I'm out in the woods tweeting things about... Obama.
Damn, dude. A beautiful little life.
Just because it looks like a rooster doesn't mean it's a rooster. It's just a Ben Shapiro rat. It's just Templeton from Charlotte's Web with a yarmulke on. Just because it wants to act like a rooster doesn't mean it's a rooster. If a rooster wants to be a chicken, it's not a chicken.
Oh, man, I'm fucking Babe, dude. I'm Pig in the City.
Yeah.
Or wait, I'm the one from Charlotte's Web.
That's Babe 2.
Oh.
Babe 2 is the one from Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web, what happens? The spider tells him secrets?
The spider writes Babe's going to be killed to be eaten. And the spider warns Babe, but it's too late.
Yeah.
I actually don't remember anything.
No.
The spider writes things in its cobwebs.
And then, yeah, she dies. Charlotte is the spider.
Charlotte's
the pig is Wilbur.
Wilbur.
Yeah, you're Wilbur. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Wilbur. You're not Charlotte.
You're
not the mastermind.
I'm a bug.
You're not, no, because Charlotte's
spiders,
the mastermind.
And spiders aren't bugs.
They are bugs.
They're arachnids.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started.
Yeah, you would be...
Now we're going to be nitpicking.
You would be a little
arachnids
bit...
Arachnids
versus
bugs.
Ben Shapiro's already a little rat.
He's Templeton.
Yeah.
Stav is Templeton in the scene where he's eating garbage at the fair.
No, you know who I really am? I'm the fat mouse from Cinderella. That's
Cinderella.
Who I am.
Cinderella.
The fat mouse that says Cinderella.
Yeah.
With the, that's me, dude.
You're also the carriage that she takes to the...
That's true.
I'm the gay French candle from Beauty and the Beast.
That is true. That is who you are.
That is you. I guess I am kind of like that faggot clock.
Yeah, you're the faggot clock. I'm the gay candle.
The mustache.
Yep. I'm the fat mouse from Cinderella. Like,
does anybody know what time it is? I don't remember what the clock says, but I imagine it's
some shit.
You
like
just
that.
Had a mustache. That's basically why you're him.
Yeah. Similar kind of mustache.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Let's see now.
How about Beauty and the Yeast, right? And Belle's like the hottest girl in town, and she's good at reading, but her pussy
trash.
Is fucked up.
It's just disgusting.
And Gaston's like, I can wait to eat Belle's pussy. I'm going to eat it, and it's going to taste good, Gaston. Gaston's like, what the hell is this? Her pussy is disgusting. And her pussy is disgusting, Gaston. It's filled with slime that smells like a pretzel time.
Yep.
Yeah, I've never been clear on what a yeast infection is.
Me either. But I know it's my fault.
They make bread in their pussies?
All I know is the aftermath of my no shower policy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's from our
dicks being
dirty. You know
Elvis has gotten yeast infections
on his dick.
Cock.
From fucking and then not showering?
Well, he's got an innie.
Multiple times.
His dick is an innie?
Yeah.
Yeah,
my dick. He fucks and his dick goes whoop.
Yeah, back into back. His body. Yeah. So it sort of forms like a makeshift pussy.
Yeah, I would love
the yeast.
I've said it before, but I would love a little door that opens up in my crotch, like, you know, and the dick comes out like a robot.
Oh, that would be you'd be more aerodynamic.
Yeah,
you're nuts too.
Yeah,
that's why we need a little door for our nuts.
Well, that is kind of how they work. That's why they're in a sack, is so they can change the temperature.
Smart.
Yeah.
The male body's beautifully designed.
I don't know. I mean, I think if I were God, I would have put a fan that comes out of your asshole.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. All chairs have to have like a hole. Then women are writing articles like, how come we have to have hole seats for men's ass fans? They should stand up on the train and women can have a whole seat to their hot pussies.
Yeah.
Gender.
It's not our fault God didn't put a fan in your ass to cool off your pussy, you fucking bitch.
You fucking dumb bitch. You ain't got a man's fan ass.
Now, what kind of weird... Now, hold on. If you were gay, how would you get fucked in the ass?
And no one would be gay. Whoa. Your balls would stay the right temperature and it would prevent any kind of sexual abnormalities like homosexuality.
That's what makes people gay? Your balls are too cold or too hot?
Too hot.
Yeah. Too hot makes you gay.
Well, you know
your balls are too hot.
You know what homeostasis is, right?
Of course.
If you're not in stasis, you turn into a homo.
And a homeo.
So it's like, you got to find the right temperature for your balls.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice to know that I'm just among a couple normal temped ball guys.
Yeah, that's why I cross my legs like this, and people say it's gay, but really what I'm doing is I'm keeping my balls at the optimal temperature.
97.5.
Yeah, right between my thighs.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
squeezing them there.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I wish that my dick was like a Rolls Royce, you know, like the little the thing at the front. It's, I believe, called
you just bend it?
The Spirit of Ecstasy, yeah. I believe it's
really
called.
It's I called?
Think it is. If you try to steal it from the car, there's like a trap door underneath, and it just like slams back into the car.
Whoa, really?
So I wish
there's just
my
a
penis,
cable on the
something like that. Yeah, it just opens
much
up.
Every car has that.
Not really? If you steal like a Mercedes Benz like little circle thing, which
Mercedes,
I don't think
Mercedes
do.
Used to not have that, but I remember like Lincoln's had them. There's just
really?
A cable that spring loaded cable, and I think it's so that like
if you touch it, it just goes right into the car.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's
there's like
different.
A little trap door.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
It's cool.
But like some cars have like a cable underneath, and it's so like if you like clip something while pulling in, it just bends over rather than snapping on. But I remember, there was like, you know, kids would break Mercedes things off.
Yeah, that was always the game.
For
but you
a
can't
while.
Do it with a post 2004 Rolls Royce.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I wanted to buy after my.
I want to drive a Holes Boys.
Okay.
And it, yeah. And, okay. You know, and then you dress like a pimp, but you're a pedophile. Yeah, I got my Holes Boys.
Nice, dude.
Boys. It's Boys Holes.
Are there any pimps that.
Run boy
horse.
Just dressing
horses?
Like Peter Pan. How you doing, baby?
Yeah, you would never
just
Neverland.
Think happy thoughts, baby.
That is so funny that Michael Jackson's ranch was literally named Neverland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Salute to him again.
He wanted to Damn. Be a boy forever.
Salute to him again for getting away with it, honestly.
Louisiana passed that heartbeat thing. The South is hilarious.
Abortion's legal
the
now?
The Alabama one was, that was kind of fucked up, but now that the whole South is like, it's on, boys.
Yeah.
It's going to be so funny when we have a civil war over abortion.
You think we'll have a civil war?
I mean, that would be tight. It'd be pretty cool.
No.
Would you be ready for one?
I would love to serve in the Union Army.
On behalf of abortions.
Dude, going to war, horrific.
Absolutely.
And probably one of the most like brutal wars.
The Civil War, it was gruesome.
I don't know what it's like to be killed by like artillery or like you would or gases, but I feel like, you know, slowly dying of like tin poisoning.
Yeah.
You know, while eating a cracker every day.
It's like,
that's probably the worst, but yeah, no, that would be great because you do that, but then it's accompanied by bugle, which is a part I like. A fife and drum corps.
They got to bring the horns back to war.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That
make
that
really
noise.
That's really when war lost the honor.
Every time I'm about to come, that plays.
I mean,
a
that's
button
what
next to my
being
bed.
A man was for all of history until, I guess, the last 50 years is that just every man went to war.
Mm-hmm.
No, there were periods.
Now, we're soft boys.
What about the Pax Romana, bitch?
But they were, yeah, you had to be a soldier.
The Roman peace, bitch.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
Huh?
I guess
you fucking
that's
dumb asshole.
Dumb bitch.
That's what happens when you try to talk to us about history.
Pax Romana, bitch.
But you still had to go to be the army.
Pax Romana, motherfucker.
They were fighting Gauls and shit.
Nope.
Pax Romana.
The Gallic Wars did not overlap with Pax Romana.
Thank you, Nick.
Well, I don't know
and
much
you know
about
what?
The
you
Romans.
What about the Balic Wars, which you're engaged in every day?
Well, that's
you
not
my
much
also,
of a
to be
war.
Clear, I don't know anything about the Gallic Wars.
Yeah.
Or even what Pax Romana is.
I don't even know what
a
Gaul
I thought it was
is.
A type of cheese when you
it
said
is.
It. But.
It is. And it's very creamy but sharp at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pax Romana.
Do you remember Romana's Macaroni and Grill?
Never been.
I used to think it was really nice when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's
I used
how
to think it
was
a really nice restaurant. Yeah. And then I think in retrospect, it's kind of like Olive Garden.
Yeah. So it's elevated Olive Garden.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to return to something you were saying where you want your dick to be like the Rolls Royce thing.
Yeah, so if anytime someone gets close to it
so
and touches it,
if a woman tries to touch it,
it can just suck into my body. In. So yeah, there's no way you can suck my dick.
Yeah, that's
like
good.
The from the song.
There's no way you can suck my
dick. That was
dick.
A classic.
Yeah, of course.
From the classic banger, there's no way you can suck
I guess
my dick.
If I had to pick a specific car ornament for my dick to be.
The spirit of ecstasy.
That's a good one. I'm not going to lie. You did pick a very good one. I guess would I pick Lincoln because it's tall, the tallest one? Maybe Mercedes because it's round?
Yeah.
What would the best thing for my dick to be?
Car logo.
Which car logo would you want your dick to be?
Probably the Buick one.
Buick.
Because it's like three spikes.
Nice, dude. Yeah. you can stab a bitch with your spiky ass dick.
Yeah, the Oldsmobile little jet.
Mm-hmm.
That one's cool.
Cadillac's not bad.
Right, the badge.
Mm-hmm. My dick is a badge.
Yeah.
You just lick it. It's a flat badge. You
award leaves
comes.
Around it.
What's that?
With the award leaves around it.
That's
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
I always fuck with award leaves.
Yeah.
I'd be Alfa Romeo because there's a...
Damn, that's a good one.
There's a cross on it.
And
so
a snake. Your dick could be a
there's
snake.
There's a snake and there's a...
Alfa Romeo's the coolest one.
There's a Christ
one.
Element to it.
Yes, absolutely.
I really think, guys, I'm going to be one of those Jews that goes through a Christ phase.
Oh, wait, the Toyota one.
Like
it kind of looks
Dylan.
Like a dick already.
That's true.
It's a small one, but that is a dick.
Oh, yeah, that is a dick. Yeah, that's
yeah,
a dick.
You're right.
Yeah. It's got a little head. Yeah, it works.
Mitsubishi one for similar reasons.
What about Daewoo?
Daewoo?
Daewoo Lanos.
Yeah.
Or Skoda?
That was like a fucking like toaster oven company that was like, we're just going to make cars now?
Yeah.
Daewoo?
I don't get that. That's the thing about business, man. You could just make your business do whatever the fuck you want.
You can make your business do whatever the fuck you want.
And that's a good insight.
You know what I mean?
Shark Tank will be back.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
The thing about business, man. Order. You can make your business do whatever the fuck you want.
I'm serious, though.
But Daewoo was like an electronics company, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a shitty one. Too.
Where were we when you had that fucking, like, you were reading some, like, I don't know, history of like the Clippers or something. You were in that book and there's pictures in it.
No, he was reading the Suns history, the 7 seconds
yeah,
or
yeah.
left.
Oh, yeah, man. And then just pointing at the picture pages and pretending to know how to read.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is good.
Oh, yeah,
now
this is,
I've read it, but I'm just looking.
I'm looking at these pictures here.
Just take them in.
This is some of my favorite pictures.
This knocks out like
I read all the words already.
12 pages.
I skipped the pictures because I love words so much.
There's nothing funnier than adult illiteracy.
Oh yeah.
I remember an episode of I think In the Heat of the Night. Oh,
the
fuck.
TV show.
Yeah, I don't know if that's accurate or not. Let me Google.
Well, who cares?
Adam, you can talk while I Google. Well, I think the
people
can.
What is he talking about?
What about In the Dick of My Ass?
Uh-huh.
Instead of In the Heat of My
That would be
in the
be
Dick
a
of
good
My
show.
Ass.
Where it's a racist small town.
Yeah.
And there's
Is that what In the Heat of My
Yeah, Sidney Poitier is like investigating a murder and the sheriff is racist or something.
Okay, so then In the Dick of My Ass would be about, because it'd be something inside of the dick.
Mm-hmm.
And what you would think it would be a show about the dick going in my ass.
Should I get into Hill Street Blues?
I start watching that all day long.
Is that? That's a television
show? Yeah, it's a police procedural from like the late 70s.
Yes.
Yeah, I might as well. Yeah.
I'm trying to watch Succession.
Oh yeah, I watched the first season of that. It's fun.
Don't spoil anything.
I'm not spoiling it. You get so serious about spoilers.
I hate spoilers.
I just said fun. Is that a spoiler? Am I spoiling that it's fun?
Yeah, you are.
I gotta give the terror another shot. I didn't.
What is that?
So that boat show.
It's that show about every woman that has to have sex with Adam.
It's about every woman that has to have sex.
I know the look of the terror.
This is gonna be horrible. I'm terrified.
Yeah.
Your dick is so small. I'm scared.
You're trying to put your ass into my vagina. what you think sex is.
I was talking about it with my girlfriend the other day, and she's like, when a guy takes his pants off and you see that it's so small, you still, like, girls can't say no at that point because their pants are already off.
Yep.
So they still fuck you.
Yep. You. You're saying this hypothetically.
This is what Tasha was saying. Like, that micro dick guys still fuck because they've gotten to the point of taking their pants off, and then the girl's just like, ugh, okay.
Yeah.
But I guess they don't get a return repeat customers.
Of course not, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, how good would you have
to be terrible if a girl looked at your penis and said no. That would be the worst feeling in the world.
That's got to have happened to someone. I told you how a girl wouldn't suck my dick because I was uncircumcised one time.
Okay.
That was discrimination. And guess where? What religion she was?
Jewish.
Muslim. Jewish.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
What a fucking
Chinese. Yeah. traditional Chinese religion.
Yeah, she prays to China.
Yeah, I've had women be like, you know, no, because of herpes.
They've looked at, okay, well, that makes sense.
They're like, your dick is covered in herpes.
I'm just saying.
I'm like, oh, you're a doctor.
Oh, now, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Which
this I'm j- no I'm hor- I'm excited
I'm hor-
it's
I'm,
pulsating and oozing because I'm turned
I'm part
on
French. It's my skin tone. That's the color of a
if
French
if you saw
person.
A fucked up pussy.
That's what French people's skin looks like. Bitch,
you're a fucking bitch. Get out of my mom's house right now, bitch.
Yeah.
If you saw a French or a fucked up pussy, would you say no? It would have to be really fucked up.
It would have to be pretty fucked up.
And I would still feel bad about saying no.
I don't know if I would even say no. I just would fuck real quick.
I would fuck. I don't know if I'd say no.
Because you're just fucking a pussy. Because
it's rude.
See, here's the thing. You're not putting a pussy in your body.
Right. It is
like
way
I'm,
more of
I'm
a violation. Yeah, that they're agreeing to us
I'm gonna have
entering them.
Right. I'm gonna sneak into this fucked up pussy for a sec.
Yeah.
I'm going to bust a little nutterino, and then I'm on my way. Also, you're not looking at a pussy that much. It's really not an aesthetic thing.
Right, you're not admiring it. A dick is more of an aesthetic product because it's an extremity.
Well, it is for you. I've seen you admiring pictures, a lot of pictures.
I feel counter to this. Yeah.
You
that
disagree?
I don't understand the... Yeah.
Do you admire pussy?
Some of them look very nice, yeah.
Some of them do look nice, but
have
it's never
seen the,
like...
the Simps subreddit?
No.
It's a subreddit for like women whose pussies look like Homer Simpson's mouth.
That's great. Wait, can we just spend the next 40 minutes looking?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Marge.
That's so funny. Do
Marge,
they, like,
lick
do,
me.
Like, oh, man, that's great.
Yeah.
That is actually a decent kind of a pussy.
Yeah. A Homer Simpson pussy?
Yeah, it's like everything's inside, you know? Nothing's like
outside. Yeah, there's like a perfect pussy subreddit.
You like a little bit of lip.
I don't want it all.
See, I've had many different, like, as I've gotten older, it's like there's really, I don't have any preference.
Yeah, I guess.
It's just whatever's going on with that one, like, you know, it feels good.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have like a pretty fucked up pussy.
That's the thing. It wouldn't be fucked up looking. It would have to be fucked up inside.
What I love too is that this
like if I put my dick in it, it was sharp.
All the posts on here are like, my morning simp, female, 25. I was told I have a simps. Ha ha. It's just women posting their vagina on the internet because they hooked up with somebody that was like, hey, you know what you should do?
You should
post
your
pictures
pussy
of your pussy on
Reddit.
On Reddit. On this subreddit where people say your pussy looks like Homer Simpson's
I
mouth.
Used to jack off to Gone Wild.
Of course.
Because those girls were very wild. They had gone absolutely wild.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Girls Gone Wild or?
No, r/GoneWild.
It's also like this subreddit, I looked at it years ago.
Yeah, that's
it's not moved on so far from the original thing. It's like these are just That's just a woman's vagina. Yeah, that doesn't look like...
Is this actually them posting it, or is it revenge porn?
I don't think it's revenge porn. I don't think that exists.
Nick, what do you mean? Ideologically, doesn't think of revenge porn.
That's like literally all amateur porn online is revenge porn. No,
that's not true.
No way.
People post their own videos?
No, I know women. I know women that have fucking like posted their own nudes on Reddit and shit.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not all of it. Some of it is, certainly.
I guess I'm just a misogynist. I don't assume women would want
to
do that.
Women like to get jacked off to by me specifically.
Yeah.
That's why they post those videos. They've seen a picture of me on the internet. They just want everyone. They're like, I hope one day that guy comes across me getting fucked.
They saw me ordering a sweet onion chicken teriyaki at Subway and trying to go through my phone to find the digital coupon that I had.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said, who's that guy arguing with that Bangladeshi man about his fucking $8 Subway sandwich?
Yep.
I want to post my P-U-S-Y.
I want him to just look at my little pews, see?
Penis. I can't wait to have a penis.
A penis.
Because I came all the way from Guatemala to become trans. That's it. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Refugees that are coming here to get the pills.
To be trans.
That would be a good thing if Trump started tweeting about that. They're coming here to get pussies.
Well, if they were, there wouldn't be...
They're freaks. The criminals, they come here for,
to get pussies.
For the free pussy.
There wouldn't really be...
We're giving them free pussies, folks.
You wouldn't be able to defend being against that as anything other than you either being racist or transphobic.
Mm-hmm. Of course. But I'm just saying...
They were coming here... Like, if you obviously don't care about these people, so why should you give a shit what they do with those pills?
Yeah.
So it's like, if they're coming here to spend money, that's a good thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? But it's free.
And if they come here and they become, like, you know...
They're getting these trans pussies.
Trans girls.
Yeah, right.
That we can all jack off to.
They're helping...
If they become... If they fully transition, they can't get pregnant. So it's like, you don't even have to worry about anchor babies.
Exactly.
We should start... Telling people
every Mexican coming, has to be trans.
Coming. No, well, not that they have to be trans, but you start the disinformation campaign that they're all coming here to become
to
girls.
Become girls.
Yeah,
and that
no,
way,
but they're
think
coming
about,
here to get the free government
hold
pussy.
On. Think about
which us as taxpayers have to pay for. That would be what the propaganda would.
That's
be.
That's true, and you know what? I gotta say, the government pussy. Not as good as the private sector. I will admit that.
It's like government cheese.
It's like government cheese. but think about if we get a bunch of trans...
You know they subsidize tortillas in Mexico?
Do they?
Yeah. How
respect.
Tight is that?
That's great.
Respect.
I would love a subsidized tortilla.
Mm-hmm. I got a little subsidized fucking...
I'm going to get my tortilla...
Taquito for you
I want
right
my,
here.
My tortilla is sent to me in the mail in an envelope
from the sergeant from general the himself
from the treasury department,
from the sergeant generalissimo himself,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
From Conquistador Papa Diaz, Santiago de Fuego, Manuel y Concepciones. It's like, all right, chill,
it's
man.
It's tight how they have 25
Why are you still
names?
Saying your name?
Are you Mexicans or is that Brazilians?
I think it's
no, it's
Spaniards,
it's, yeah, Mexicans do that. Shit
I think
too.
People in Spain proper do that.
Hmm. Who's the guy that was married to Frida Kahlo?
Diego Rivera.
Oliver Platt.
His full name is Oliver Platt.
Oliver Platt.
He played the
guy.
Yeah,
Diego Rivera's full name is here. I'll pull it up. Diego Maria de la Concepcion Juan Nepomuncio Estelanz Leao de la Riviera y Barrientos Acosta y Rodriguez.
Respect.
Also known as Diego Rivera.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this motherfucker's name.
That's awesome. Part of his name is Maria de la Concepcion.
Yeah,
Diego
that's a
Maria
girl
de
name,
la
bitch.
Concepcion.
Yeah, part of your name is Maria.
Museno Estanislao de. I would love if I moved to Mexico and then I was just a mentally retarded person. Because
is that
I can't,
the whole fantasy?
Well, no, because it's not that I actually am retarded, but my inability to read the Spanish language.
Right.
I would
right.
be in restaurants and people would be like, I feel so bad for him. Yeah. And it's like, well, you shouldn't, but thank you.
Now, what's the deal with Frida? She was bi? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw the movie.
I saw the movie as well.
I but jacked off to the... She fucked in Paris. Yeah, she fucked...
I jacked off to that scene so much.
I jacked off to that
and
scene,
and I also jacked
sure.
off to the part where... Is it Oliver Platt? No.
Who plays Diego Rivera?
No. It's a guy who looks sort of like him.
I don't remember who played it.
He was
Trotsky's
Dr.
in it.
Dr. Octopus,
and
also.
Albert...
What's his name?
Fuck.
Yeah, no, fuck.
It's not Oliver Platt. But he looks sort of like
no,
him.
He's like a British guy with a Spanish sounding name.
If you didn't say Oliver Platt so many times,
I would have remembered.
Yeah, yeah, immediately.
Yeah, whatever, you fucking losers.
It's really annoying that
you
I can't remember
idiots.
This guy's name.
God damn, man.
Just yeah, diet. It's the diet's fault. Normally, I know everything in the entire world.
He is British. He was Dr. Octopus.
He's British, but he has like a Spanish son.
And he touched Salma Hayek's titties.
Yeah.
And I jacked off to that part a lot.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I was like, damn, dude, when I get to just lift up
but
a girl's
also
shirt
part
and grab
of it was
titties.
That she got in a car accident early on, so her pussy was kind of. No, her pussy was fine, but her uterus and everything.
So you could just dump loads right into Frida.
You could blast away.
Oh man,
that's what made her so appealing.
The inside of that pussy, dude.
It's like, yeah, this bitch does just have one caked. Eyebrow, one mustache, but her pussy she's also got you, just a
layers
blast
of cum.
Blast-proof pussy. Or a blast-proof uterus,
dude.
I
that's
guess.
Awesome.
Alfred yep. Molina.
Alfred Molina. Yeah, of course.
Shouts out
the
to
third,
Al.
The third Molina brother of the Yadier and
that's right,
Benji.
Yep, he yeah. was also a catcher.
Cardinals catcher.
Whatever. My penis. I just got sucked off on my penis.
What is that? That's
Maria.
Yeah. That's
in
the
addition
sharks
to acting,
and the jets.
Molina is an advocate for people with acquired immune deficiency syndrome. He donates towards AIDS research, participates in the Los Angeles AIDS
That's
Walk.
That's good of him.
And has appeared as himself in a documentary produced by Joseph Kibler, who has been HIV plus and paraplegic since his birth.
Oh, what a fucking horrible hand.
I know.
Damn.
Just can you imagine trying
Hera
to seal
is,
the
you
deal
can't use your
with
legs?
A girl and you're like, listen... Well, my arms and legs don't work, and I got AIDS.
take a seat over this fucking face.
Yeah, but what?
And move your pussy up, and I'll stick my tongue out. And
you
move your
pussy
front.
Can you
eat
a pussy if you got AIDS?
Yes.
Of course. You just have to wear a dental dam.
Yeah, I would love you just to but you're like fucking somebody, and you're like, listen, I can't eat pussy because I got AIDS.
Yeah. Nah, you can eat pussy listen, if you have AIDS.
Listen, I got bad news.
Does your tongue have AIDS?
I've got bad news.
I don't know.
News.
I guess if you have cuts in your mouth, you can't.
Yeah.
Oh, you shit. Can't eat an AIDS, someone with HIV's pussy.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
I would
stay away from it.
You know, the thing is, though, if like you can, if there's a woman with pussy. Like detectable, like a pretty hefty viral load,
mm-hmm.
and you as a guy fuck her in the pussy... You have a 1 in 1,000 chance yeah. of catching HIV.
What?
Most transmission yeah. is from gay sex or anal sex.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, that's the thing that, like, because initially it was like, this is a gay disease, and all the conservative Christians were like, yes. I'm not happy they're being hurt, but it proves God is real.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
Can you imagine what a fucking win that
what
must have...
Oh, my God.
Easy yeah. must have been fucked in his ass.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Just well, reading the paper being
and
like...
In a 1 in 1,000 chance.
No, hold on. Hold
can you imagine
on.
Those Sunday sermons in 1984 just being like, folks... I hate to say I told you so, but I fucking told you so. I told
Boom,
you so.
It feels
I told
good.
You so. I told you so. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
God's coming for you. If you've been thinking gay shit, yeah. he's coming for you.
That's how the virus spreads. We don't know yet, thought. But I got my.
You start thinking about gay shit.
If you look at pictures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you look at any picture.
Yeah. They were probably like, you know, the guys that get real excited about Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
That was the thing. Like, AIDS is coming. AIDS is going to take over. It's going to kill all of the gay people. We're just waiting for institutional money to get behind it. There's not going to be money anymore because we'll kill all the gays.
To boost AIDS?
Yeah, something like that.
Now, hold on a second. Hold on. Mm-hmm. If you fuck a woman's pussy who has AIDS, you don't get AIDS. What if you fuck her in the ass?
Higher risk.
Higher risk. So Easy might have. I mean, he might have been gay. I suppose.
No, he was gay.
I mean, it
was
has,
Magic gay too.
There's
Easy,
way.
Easy.
I think
gay.
That there's way bigger really? Of a chance that it was from being gay.
Or Suge Knight stuck him with a syringe.
Or that. Yeah. What's his name? The tennis player got it from a blood transfusion. Arthur Ashe.
Who's that?
He was a famous tennis player.
What about that kid that Elton John sang about?
Daniel?
Princess Diana?
Yeah. Did she get AIDS?
She got a beanie baby, I know that.
That's Daniel true. Is the song, right?
I don't know.
About Elton John.
Yeah. About Daniel's son from the
Karate yeah. Kid movie.
Karate Kid.
So wait, Magic Daniel? Was gay?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I think he probably was.
I mean,
I think
his
that
son. Probably runs in the family.
This is probably problematic to say.
Yeah. You think everyone who has AIDS is gay?
I think sometimes people lie and say that they got it from a chick.
Interesting. Really? I didn't know it was that.
Well, he did kiss Isaiah.
That's true. And he did get fucked in the ass by Vlade Divac also. Everyone saw that.
Before the 1988 finals.
Daniel's about a Vietnam War veteran who had been wounded and wanted to get away from the attention he was receiving.
And that was an Elton John song?
Yeah.
And Elton John was like, come on over, mate. Mm. We'll have gay sex in my palace.
Yeah, good day, mate. It's me, Elton John.
Come on over running to my palace.
Running around in a kangaroo's ass. His head coming out of the ass of the kangaroo. Yeah, kangaroo's like leaning forward and sweating. just in pain. No, oh, good day, mate.
Good day.
I got me peony in here.
Come on in, get some gay sex.
I'll just write this song, Daniel. It's about a Gallipoli veteran who, couldn't ride around in his kangaroo's ass anymore.
Fuck, dude. Yeah. Wow, this is news to me. So I should be raw dogging more and not be afraid of AIDS?
There's 0% chance you'll get AIDS.
There is 0% chance. Yeah.
No, it's not 0%, obviously.
But, some people win the lottery. You could get AIDS from a woman, I guess.
Yeah, but the lottery is way more likely than getting AIDS.
Damn, dude.
No, I think Magic Johnson was probably lying. He's got skeletons in his closet.
Now, do you think he fucked a man or he got fucked by a man?
I think it's probably, there's a lot higher of a, correct me if I'm wrong.
What?
There's a lot higher of a chance of transmission being on the receiving end.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Of anal
so
sex.
Then who gives it to them?
Some guy with AIDS.
A lot of guys are switch. The only reason straight people have it is because of bisexuals.
Interesting.
Yeah. This might be the thing that finally gets come.
Yeah, yeah.
This doesn't feel medically correct.
I think we're probably
wrong. It is true that the transmission rates are like much higher with anal sex. And that's just like
now,
a matter
of biology.
So
wait, did the guy who fucked the monkey fuck the monkey in the ass?
That's a theory. I don't know if it was actually somebody fucking a monkey.
I think it probably was.
But the monkey said he wasn't gay.
No, what it probably came
from. He got it from a chick.
Yeah. What it probably came from is somebody like handling bushmeat or whatever, like some like a butcher that cut himself and like he's like handling, you know, they eat like monkeys in poorer areas. Yeah, there's like if they don't have like agriculture, you can't eat a fucking cow. There's like people that are like cutting open fucking monkeys or whatever they can catch.
That's fucked up, man.
I mean, there's people in the U.S. that eat, like, so fucking cute squirrels and raccoons and shit.
I could see eating
true
a squirrel.
In Appalachia. Yeah.
Not a raccoon, though.
Why? Because they got hands?
Yeah, they got hands.
And they're nasty, too.
I'm going to start serving raccoon hands. I'm going to open a restaurant in the menu
item. Their hands are nasty,
raccoon
too.
Hands.
Dude, imagine getting your fucking your asshole fingered by a raccoon.
Yeah, just peering in there.
Spreading your cheeks open.
Yeah, their hands. Raccoons are disgusting.
Yeah.
You're disgusting.
Whoa.
I think raccoons are adorable.
They're cute except for all the trash.
I
want to
fill my house with them. It's a whole big family of raccoons and possums.
Oh, possums can fuck right the hell off, dude. Those motherfuckers are scary and little pink and shit. Mm-hmm. Damn, it's raining. That is fucking gay, dude.
If the top is negative and the insertive partner, an HIV positive bottom, have unprotected sex, the chances of the top contracting the virus from a single encounter are 1 in 109.
That's not that low.
Which
dude
is point, it's less than 1%. It's point
no,
one,
it's not.
It's 0.11%. Yes, it is.
0.1.
No, it's not. It's a tenth of 1%.
109?
1 in 109 is 0.11%.
That's
yes
not that low.
It's a tenth of 1% chance.
No. 1 out of 109 is and not if a he's tenth of 1%.
If he's circumcised, Stav, this is good for you.
This is good to know.
If he's circumcised, it's a 1 in 161% It's a 1 in 161 chance, which is 0.62%.
I don't think your math is right, man.
It's not my math. This is what it says on fucking...
What is it? Let me check for myself.
Pause.com. I swear to God.
One divided by 109. Okay, you're right. You got me there.
Yeah.
Dude, all right, I'll admit.
If it's 1 in 100, then it's 1%. If it's 1 in 1,000, then it's 0.1%. You can't do math, bro?
Damn, I'm really struggling with this right
Whatever.
Now.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to do math.
That's right. Because I
This is according to the CDC.
Okay.
So can you get HIV from oral sex?
Oh, this is good to know.
Americans really wanted to know their HIV risk during fellatio. Okay. Why? It's not important that you say that.
Fellatio.
Okay. Probabilities of HIV transmission per exposure to the virus are usually expressed in percentages or odds. For example, the average risk of contracting HIV through sharing a needle one time with an HIV-positive drug user is 0.67%.
Damn.
That's not that big of a percent either.
That's high.
0.67% isn't even 1%.
Shut up. What about fellatio sands?
Horatio Sands.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Fellatio Sands.
The risk from giving a blowjob.
A font and whatever you type, it just says, I'm going to get my dick sucked. Yeah. The quick brown fox gets his dick sucked.
And Jimmy Fallon's just giving him head.
The risk from giving a blowjob to an HIV positive man, not on treatment, is at most 1 in 2,500.
Whoa.
Which is 0.04%.
Really?
So basically what we're saying, guys, is go out there and suck
off. Yeah, suck each other off. Don't use condoms.
If you do not
have a nice time, dude. Just enjoy yourself. Damn, have you ever got an STD?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't even think I have HPV.
How do you know that?
Because Dasha went to the gynecologist. I shouldn't be sharing this. Whatever. I mean, I don't think I have it. No, because she got like a checkup.
A full
like
checkup?
A pap smear. And the doctor and they were was like, you don't even have HPV.
Very nice pussy.
But everyone has HPV, I thought. I thought like 75% of society has HPV.
Yeah, if you raw dog. How much raw dog did you do in your single days?
Pretty often.
You raw dogged a lot?
Yeah, I used condoms less than...
Oh, really?
Than I should have.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Have you raw dogged complete strangers?
Yeah, people in parks.
Businessmen in train stations. Businessmen.
Well, they're businessmen.
Yeah, exactly. If they're wearing
these
a
guys
tie,
went to college.
You think I'm going
to
make him put on a fucking condom? The guy's got a fucking 3-piece suit on.
Come on. You don't need a fucking condom.
I'm not trying to disrespect this man. He's clearly at a higher station.
He's a captain of industry.
I'm not going to tell him to wrap up his cock.
Of course.
Make yourself at home, sir. Please use my ass as your own.
I don't know. But everyone hates condoms. Yeah. Girls hate condoms too.
I know.
This has been an educational...
I was shocked to find that. Anything other than herpes, Nick?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, probably HPV. Everyone has that.
I thought I had it, too. I was like, sure I had it. I probably do.
Yeah, let me taste... I can taste it. I can tell you by taste.
You want to taste my dick?
You're clear.
Thanks for tasting my dick.
No, no problem, man. I was wearing a lab coat, everyone. It was medical. It wasn't on that gay shit, to be very clear.
Yeah.
Well, goddamn, dude. I want to go to a Weight Watchers meeting. I want some fat lady to fucking... a skinny lady that used to be fat to guide me through my wellness.
Mm-hmm.
You never went to AA or anything like that, did you?
No, I went to a couple of NA meetings. I've been to AA. I mean, it's
NA
like
really, but you didn't use it
to get
quit
you to stop
drinking.
Using the N-word.
Yeah.
N-word Sayers
Anonymous. N-word Sayers
Anonymous.
No, meetings are like that. Doesn't you just stop drinking? I mean, yeah. Like if you want to stop drinking, you just do something else.
I think that you have a particular type of willpower that most people don't have.
That's not true. It's just I quit drinking and like things got better.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like,
but it's hard if you're actually addicted to something.
A lot of the meeting is like just being like, my life is shit. Yeah. Everything's gone fucking terrible and I know it's my fault for drinking 35 years ago. You know, it's like, damn.
That sucks, man. It does. It's pretty depressing.
I'll be right back. I got to piss real bad.
All right, no problem.
No problem.
Man. What were we talking about earlier? Sucking off a businessman?
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't use a condom with a businessman.
Yeah, dude. All right, ready? Let's do a quick pipe cast in the middle of Cumtown.
Okay, so we got
There's
tomorrow.
There's no way you can suck my dick.
We got
and
the
then
NBA Finals tomorrow. This episode is going up
Sunday.
Sunday. So yeah. You've had three games of the finals.
No,
two games.
Just
Thursday night. I guess two games.
Saturday.
Yeah, Thursday and Saturday.
All right, our predictions. This will be really funny. What do you think the
Golden State's six?
You think? What do you think it is right now?
I think right now it's 1-1.
Damn, I was going to say, you know what? I'm going to say 2-0 Golden State.
I think Raptors take one in Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
That's now, who would you rather? I think more likely it's going to be 2-0 Golden State, but that's my fun pick.
Okay.
It would make the series fun if it was 1-1 going back to
Toronto. Well, I say 2-0
Golden State. I'll say 1-1.
Who would you rather, who is the on both rosters, what player would you like to have sex with the most?
Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy Lin is on the Raptors.
Because I like Asian.
Yeah, the
women.
Asian persuasion. Would you I've make him?
No.
Would you make him wear geisha? Full geisha. Makeup?
I would make him wear the whole. I would make him wear those wooden shoes, the wooden flip flop, the tall wooden flip flop joints.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
That also gives him better posture.
A fan.
Gives him better posture and also gives you easier entryway into his ass.
And also, it makes me feel like I'm just completely demeaning him and being racist.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yeah. What would make you
I'm
aroused.
Objectifying him.
Yeah.
Which is what turns me on, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
I guess I would say Pascal
I'd be like, come
Siakam.
Here, my beautiful tiger lily. And yep. He'd be like,
hee. Yep. He's also huge, though. He's much bigger than you.
Yeah, but that's
6'3", probably.
Damn. Yeah, I guess he would probably fuck me.
Yeah, he would probably fuck you in the ass. I guess I would pick Fred VanVleet then, because he's the smallest guy.
Kyle Lowry's probably smaller.
Ooh, and he's got a fat ass.
Yeah, he does have
a fat
ass.
Yeah, I'd pick Kyle Lowry.
Oh, I would fuck Kyle Lowry.
Sorry, dude, I'm fucking Kyle Lowry in his ass.
God damn it. Okay, so that's enough basketball.
That's the pipe cast.
Maybe I should go see John Wick tonight.
Okay.
I told you guys before.
I'd go, but I have to go do Sarah's show.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking bad.
It's going to be tight.
And it's fucking raining, dude. No one's going to go.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be awesome.
My dick is shrinking by the second.
Oh, my God, yeah. No one goes out on a weeknight rainy comedy show.
Fuck that.
Adam, what happens in the new John Wick movie?
No, dude, don't.
Stop's going to get mad.
I will get mad. Please don't spoil, dude.
I will say, cover your ears for one thing. There's this guy, Boban, who plays in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in it? He's the first fight. Yeah. That's it. We're good.
Damn, dude. Do not spoil no shit for me.
I mean, it's not. I mean, yeah, I guess whatever. If Morpheus dies.
No!
What?
Is that real?
I mean, Morpheus? His name isn't even Morpheus in the movie. It's not.
Dude, don't.
It's a minor
It better
character.
Not happen.
Ooh, and they got Morpheus.
It better not happen. I hate being
so defenseless.
This
lady in the theater said that. She said that while I was there. I told you guys before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was like, okay, Neo. Every time he'd kill someone. And they got Morpheus.
Damn, dude.
She was cool.
Would you have kissed her?
Yeah, but I was with a guy, so.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't have been appropriate.
It would have fucked up the flow.
I was with my boy Noah, so it wouldn't have been appropriate.
No pussy when you're out with your boys, dude.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. Oh, fuck, dude.
It's, I don't know. Yeah, it's fun. Of course it's fun. You should go see it.
Damn. You got these Dunkin' Donuts fucking lip balms?
Dasha got that for her gay friend.
Oh, damn.
He collects Dunkin' Donuts products.
Merchandise?
Yeah, and she saw they were selling lip balms.
Do you think it tastes like donuts?
I wonder what a Dunkin' Donuts lip balm would
Damn,
taste
I
like.
Damn, I want a donut, dude.
Would it make your lips sticky?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and I'm going to enjoy a Skinny Cow low-calorie ice cream.
Damn.
You got
Why not
skinny
just eat the regular ice cream?
Because I'm making changes, dude.
Skinny cow?
Skinny cow. Which
How many calories is it compared to...
There's still a lot of sugar in there, right?
Yeah, it's still got to be packed with sugar.
Guys, come on, man. All right, let me have some.
I mean, that's not really a good goal to aim for. A skinny cow is still the size of a human.
Let me
get Yeah, that's a huge...
It is also a fucked up thing to call a brand of diet.
Like a starving cow.
Yeah, it's also... No, cow...
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, it's putting that word.
Nice job not being such a fat pig anymore, ice cream.
Used to be a fat fucking
you
bitch.
You fucking pig. You pig bitch.
Formerly a water buffalo. Fuckable Buffalo ice cream. I'm gonna start that company. Fuckable Buffalo. Okay, we've already said if we could fuck one animal, what would it be?
God, I feel like shit.
Look, dude, just eat Chinese food.
I wish.
It's okay. You don't.
I'm gonna go to dinner with Jamel after this.
Yeah.
What are you guys gonna eat each other's?
I think
butts?
We're gonna go to Pilar if you wanna come.
Puslar?
I might come hang out. Well, yeah. I'm looking for the nutritional information.
He's got a show with Petey though later.
Where?
On Green Street in the city.
Oh. Oh, that's a good show.
Which one is that?
Petey's Wednesday night show is good.
The one in Bushwick sucks.
The one in, yeah, Ridgewood is fucking...
Ridgewood's brutal.
I went during... I had to do the show during fucking Mardi Gras, and they just had a marching band.
You're competing against it. Like, anyone here on Tinder?
And they had a marching band, and then they made them stop, and everyone was like, what? We're trying to get fucked up and listen to a marching band.
Now you got
to
hear these people talk about Tinder.
It was fucking...
There's a scene in The Other Sister where, well, I guess the boyfriend is obsessed with marching bands. So
nice.
Now anytime I hear marching band, I just think of mentally retarded.
Giovanni Ribisi.
Thinking he's a great actor, and the casting director's like, we found this guy who looks exactly like he has Down syndrome. And he's like, Mom, Dad, I finally got a role. I finally got a big role in a movie, and it's because I'm such a good actor. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, it is Giovanni.
It's Giovanni. You did such a good job.
We're so proud of you.
We're surprised
that
you got it, but then we heard what it was, and we said, okay.
It make a sense
it
to me.
It make
now.
So much sense to me now. Now, your visage is, how you say, perfect for a role.
Giovanni Rape.
Goddamn, we're in quicksand.
Me so horny.
Just trying to dig ourselves out.
Jamel's about to be
what
back.
About this?
We could have him say some stuff.
What about this? Me so horny rape pussy.
Instead of Giovanni Rabisi.
Yep.
Okay.
Mr. Horny Rape Pussy.
I mean, Giovanni Ribisi does have kind of a rapist sounding name.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe it's the Italian.
Yeah.
What?
No.
The moon?
No.
Is your background the moon because you love it?
It is the moon because I love it. All right, we got the Mueller thing.
So yeah, Mueller.
Fuck! I hate it.
Mueller. What did he do? He didn't do shit.
He says that he's quitting and he's not going to talk to Congress.
He quit?
Yeah, he's like, I'm at this bitch. My report is everything I wanted to say, and I don't need to give any more testimony.
So Trump's going to skate.
I think that's what happened. I literally read a headline today.
Yeah, Ryan Show was looking at it, and...
that counts.
And I was like, what the fuck are you watching news, bitch?
Yeah.
And then he was like... And then he sighed. Yeah. And he was like thinking
he
about...
He did an out...
Being like... Thinking about how horrible his life is that he has to be roommates with me and Eldis. He's trying to like read and shit, and we're talking about being gay with each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But only as a bit.
Yes, yes, yes. What the hell is this? An umbrella?
What do we got? A fucking umbrella's at?
That's pretty cool, huh? What is
a
that
little
for?
Umbrella?
A rainy day? Hey, why don't you save this for a rainy day, pal?
What is
that's
it?
A good idea. I think that's a Zabar's umbrella.
What is this fucking weed?
Outline Transit Kudos by Rachel Cusk.
Okay.
Well, how about Rachel Cuck? And it's instead of a book about, let's take a random gander here.
What's it about?
I had in fact seen a painting by Marsden Hartley several years ago in a gallery in New York.
From a book that we don't know about.
Well, we can eat up like 5 minutes from this book.
No, but hold on here. This is
some book that Dasha left on the table. We can.
Yeah, come on.
You can read it. Yeah, let's see what it's about.
The painting was
she's been trying to get me to read more. Maybe if Nick reads to me.
The painting was a seascape, showed a heavy wall of white water.
This book slaps.
Was in cumulus strewn with lozenges of blue and gray. This book's fucking gay, dude.
Yeah, dude, fuck that.
It's a book about a painting. What could be more boring than
that? That page was about the painting.
No, thanks.
No, the whole book was about it.
I want to see a movie about a murder.
It's got a bug.
A series of murders. Yeah. Probably hundreds.
I want to see a rock and roll song about a video game.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the kind of art I like.
Yeah.
A fucking rap rock song about Halo.
Yeah.
They have a book about some gay ass painting.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. I'm playing Halo, the Master Chief. Welcome to my house. I'm gay as sheep.
getting sucked off by Cortana.
By Cortana.
Eating that damn. Benny motherfucking Hanna.
I don't know if I need to shit or pass out. I feel like I'm about to have a heart attack.
No, dude. All right, well, Nick, we have a heart attack, can just, dude. I mean, how are we looking on time?
We are exactly at an hour in.
So let's mulligan this one.
40 seconds.
Okay. Listen, they can't all be bangers.
Yeah. Maybe we'll back burner this one. We're recording some other ones.
We're doing one on Saturday, so we'll just do a double bonus.
Sure, sounds good.
Okay, sounds good.